Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
See a chance, gotta take it.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check that out. That's my new one. Vicki Oliver is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. More than 6 years she's been hanging out with us, one of the top career development experts in the world, author of five books, including Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots, which is what we're talking about right now. Vicki, thanks again for being here. What other thoughts do you have on how we can deal with our bosses? But another thing I was thinking about is sometimes bosses sort of connect with other workers, other employees, and make almost a little bit of a they become like a team. Like a negative team, you know what I mean? The bad boss leverages a bad employee. That's really toxic, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, there's so many different levels of it. Sometimes if you're a woman and your boss is male and there's another male on, you know, the team, maybe those two are going out for drinks, playing golf, doing all the stuff and leaving you out. You know, mm-hmm. that's one dynamic. Mm-hmm. If that is happening to anyone, I would just say double down and do your work harder, you know. Do your work harder so that people can't fail to recognize you, you know.
Yeah, that's really makes maddening for ladies. I mean, for women, why should I have to work harder? You know, you shouldn't have to.
I know you shouldn't have to, but you know, sometimes I mean, it could be the opposite. I mean, I've worked in plenty of companies where it's mostly female, you know,
yeah.
And maybe it's a female boss taking out her female employee and leaving the guy behind.
That happens.
Yeah. Oh, of course. In beauty companies, of course it happens.
I'm glad you set the record on that one. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever gone to a boss who, if you've ever been in that first scenario, and you knew your work was excellent, it was as good or better than the guy's was or whatever, have you ever gone to him and said, look, do you realize that you're favoring that Joe over there, even though you and I both know my work is as good or better than him. Do you realize that? And if you do you think that's fair? Have you ever just laid it out on the table like that before?
I think there are better, more subtle ways of doing it.
Mr. Subtle? They call me Mr. Subtle all the time. How would you do it?
I have never gone out, you know, and said exactly that. I think there are
more subtle ways
of doing it. You know, there might be, if somebody else recognizes your work, that's a good way of bringing it to someone's attention. You know, the client really loved this project. That's a good way. You know, letters are a good way, too. Like from somebody, an email, a glowing email is a good way to bring, you know, your own fine work to somebody's attention. I think it can be dangerous and can backfire to go head on against somebody else at your company.
I'm loath to argue with the pro, but it just seems to me that's the kind of thing that some guys respect. And if anybody, a man or a woman, respectfully, factually lays it out on the table and says, okay, tell me where I'm wrong. I mean, I think that might be one of the reasons why some women aren't getting ahead is because they're not playing that game. Am I wrong about that?
You know, the problem with it is that it tips your hand. Now that person knows that you have sort of a chip on your shoulder and you're feeling, you know what I mean? It kind of tips your hand.
Yeah.
Whereas I think it might be better to just say, you know, the client loved this and show the person rather than tell the person.
That's a good point. I mean, if you can demonstrate your worth in sales and the ka-ching of the cash register, nobody can deny that. I mean, nobody
can deny it.
You can't deny that for very long.
Right, especially if there's a client and they are requesting you, you know, you to do their work. That type of thing is very hard to deny, no matter how many drinks somebody has with somebody else on staff, you know. So I think it's better, you know, to try to get along.
That makes a lot of sense.
Try to get along. Try to use the connection between the boss and that other guy. Maybe you could befriend that colleague, you know.
Yeah. I hear you, and what you just said makes all kinds of sense, and that's the reason why you're the pro, and I'm just the host here. But I do have to say I do have to say though, Vicki, at some point in time, and I talk a lot about women's issues on the show, a lot on the show over the years, 21 years, and I got to say, at some point in time, I think women have to say, okay, they're playing a guy game. And they're not going to let me play unless I play a little bit of their game a little bit, and just kind of get up on your hind legs a little bit. What do you think?
I think it's about timing. You know, I wouldn't go in as your first salvo.
I agree with that. No, I agree with that 100%.
I would try to accumulate evidence of your fine performance and do it that way.
Yep.
And then at a certain point, you know, you may have to, because let's say you want a raise, you know what I mean?
What do you got to lose?
At a certain point, you might have to make the case.
At some point,
don't do it on something trivial.
Right. Now, I agree with that. But at some point, you got to say, what do I got to lose, right?
Right.
Maybe your job, but maybe not. Hey, Vicki, Vicki Oliver, Vicki with a Y, Oliver, VickiOliver.com. Hey, Vicki, good job today. Thanks for being here. Come back soon. Vicki Oliver, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter and have a lot of fun with Vicki joins us. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.